Marv Albert, and you've done this before, obviously, with the NCAA tournament for many years. What's it like to be back involved with it?
It's very exciting. When I did it, it was before NBC signed the deal with the NBA, so I did about 10, 11 years and had some great moments with Bucky Waters and Al McGuire, you know, doing some major games. But the difference is, at that time, the elite teams would very rarely lose. I did one of the games in 79 in Raleigh where it was called Black Sunday, where both Duke and North Carolina were knocked off by St.
I've got some people in Philadelphia who think Penn. That wasn't such a bad day.
That's right, and Penn, yes. But it you know, it rarely happened. And now, from the announcing point of view, you kind of root for the Cinderella-type upset, you know, because it makes it more interesting. And it's just the whole excitement of Turner and CBS coming together on this with this huge deal. I mean, I can't wait. I really look forward to it.
You've been associated with many different networks and cable networks over the years. Did you ever figure you would be associated with CBS at some point?
Well, you know, I actually started way back, WCBS Radio, when I was a child. I worked for an announcer by the name of Marty Glickman, who was a great basketball announcer, and I was writing and producing his shows, and I ended up doing shows on WCBS Radio. So it's kind of going back in reverse, but in this business, you never know what will happen. And the way things have changed now in terms of cable and over the air, I mean, there's so little difference, and it turns out that, you know, cable put in a lot of money in this, as it turns out, to save the deal for CBS. So there are all kinds of, you know, fascinating things. The whole business has changed, so you just never know what will happen.
Would you call a college game any differently than you would call an NBA game? Because, you know, some would say, well, it's not quite the same kind of basketball or this or that. So
the rhythm is different. You know, I realize that. Obviously, it's a quicker game. I can recall when I was doing college at NBC and I did radio college also, I'd finish a game, and at the time I was doing the NBA, and you'd say, hey, when is the second half start? Because obviously it's a quicker game. But I think in terms of the exposure here in the tournament, a lot of people don't know who the players are, maybe an overview of the teams, because you're gearing it to an audience that may not have watched that many games during the season. So you want to make sure that you're telling stories and you're, you know, giving background along with the game. And Steve Kerr is my partner on this, is also very good at that. So I would say, as opposed to the NBA, where people are more familiar with the players and the teams, you might give a little more information without talking too much. I always believe in more of captions than, you know, being talking you know, constantly.
And one last question. You've obviously seen a lot of basketball in New York. With St. John's being good again, what does that mean for the game to have the big team in New York to be back involved on the national college basketball landscape?
Well, I think it's helpful, but these days, and I say this with the NBA too, I know people always say, oh, you need great teams in New York and L.A. Well, it doesn't hurt, but I think everything's on such a national basis, and even in college, I mean, there are some major teams that, you know, people are aware of. I mean, a Duke or a UCLA or a North Carolina. Doesn't hurt to have St. John's as a possibility, and they are really
nice.
They are really improved. And what I like about St. John's is it's an all-senior team. They've been on the big stage. They have six wins over ranked teams. I give them a shot to advance, but, you know, I don't see them Final Four, but I think they're, you know, moving in the right direction.